Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go right to New Jersey. At least one person is dead and more than 100 people are injured after a commuter rail train crashed into the Hoboken terminal this morning during the rush hour. Officials from the National Transit Safety Board say they're going to hit the ground running with their investigation. The train also caused serious damage to the terminal. Images show it appears to have gone through a bumper stop at the end of the track, ending up in the area between the station's indoor waiting area and the platform. Passengers describe chaos on the train. Here's Jamie Weathersfield speaking with NBC News.
The people that were standing in between on the other side in the second car getting ready to come out of that door were thrown onto our side. And a young lady actually that was thrown from that way got her legs caught between the doors just as soon as it was about to make that full stop. But we were able to pull her up, fortunately.
The damage to the station includes crumbled walls, a collapsed metal structure. WNYC's Nancy Solomon is in Hoboken. Nancy, can you describe what's happening there now?
You know, right now, I think all the injured have been taken to hospitals, and the cleanup, rescue, and investigation has begun. We all the press people, all the reporters have been moved a block away from the station. We have a view of it, but we really can't see what they're doing inside. But I was in the station this morning shortly after the train hit, so I was able to see it at that point.
Well, and what'd you see?
So I had just gotten off my morning commute, my train, and I was walking the Hoboken Terminal it's the terminus of all the train lines. Back in the day before the tunnel under the Hudson, this was the train to New York. You came to Hoboken and took a ferry across the river. So the train line ends here. They all merge at the station, and there are bumpers, as you said, and they usually come in slowly. I talked to passengers who said that the train came in fast. It didn't slow down what it would be normal. I talked to one fellow who braced himself because of that, and then there was the impact. It jumped the bumper. It was up on a concourse. The concourse where everybody gets off their train and feeds to wherever they're going is outdoors. There's an indoor waiting area, but there's an outdoor concourse that's under a roof. The roof was collapsed on top of the train. The train was on the concourse at a point in the station that is normally at that hour very, very busy.
Well, and you speak of speed. It's being reported there was no technology called Positive Train Control, or PTC. This is the technology that slows trains. U.S. railroads are under government orders to install this system by the end of 2018. Here's NTSB spokesperson Bella Dingzar at today's briefing.
PTC has been one of our priorities. We know that it can prevent accidents. As whether it is involved in this accident, that is definitely one of the things that we will look at carefully.
So they're going to be looking at that. But Nancy Solomon, what else could, you know, have people spoken to the train conductor?
I do not believe, I mean, I'm sure officials are speaking with the train conductor, but I don't believe there's been any information about that as yet. We're waiting on a press conference here on the pier in front of the terminal, but we haven't heard yet. Like I said, all I know is what from the passengers said, that the train came into the station and didn't brake enough.
Well, Nancy, we've been explaining to our listeners across the country that this is part of a huge north-south and south-north network across the country. This is going to, I mean, the lives are the most important thing, but this is really going to tie up commuter traffic, train traffic.
Yeah, this is a major nodal point for commuters in New Jersey who then go into New York by way of the PATH train, which is a subway under the river. This isn't the only train point entryway into New York. There is the tunnel for the Amtrak line, the Northeast Corridor, as well as New Jersey Transit uses that line that goes into Penn Station. So this is a terminus where you get off the train and you take either the subway or a ferry into New York. So it could be worse, but this is a storied terminal. It's historic. It was hammered during the Hurricane Sandy. It had about 12 feet of water, and commuting was disrupted at that time. It's also the place where on 9/11 Many, many people were ferried from the World Trade Center to Hoboken Terminal. So this is a place that has lived through and handled a lot of crises in its time.
Well, WNYC's Nancy Solomon there on the scene and where her train came this morning in Hoboken. Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.